really it comes from my experience working in communities all around the state of Vermont, from being a mom and a community leader and really hearing about a lot of the challenges that we face and understanding the economic anxiety that so many Vermonters feel. And, you know, when I see problems, I also see potential. And I had the amazing experience to help lead our state recovery after Irene. And I saw, you know, what can happen when Vermonters come together and what we're capable of. And I think Vermonters are looking for someone to make Vermont work. And I want to be that governor.
So how would you make Vermont work?
Well, there's a whole lot of work ahead, and a big part of it is growing our economy. I see great potential for how our infrastructure investments can help seed the economy. But right now, I have to say, I'm at the tail end of the last 2 days of being the Secretary of Transportation, and I'm focused on finishing that job, and then I will begin a campaign and have a vigorous discussion with Vermonters around the state on their aspirations.
Obviously, a lot of people are joining the race, and for Vermont, it seems like it's very early to jump into a race for governor. Is it critical with everybody entering the race to be part of the race this early?
Well, I think as long as one person is starting to campaign, make phone calls, raise money, it really becomes incumbent upon everyone to be in the same boat. So it's pretty, if you stay out, you're going to be left out. So yes, it is early, especially for Vermont. But it means we have time to actually think carefully and thoughtfully and have lots of conversation and meet lots of Vermonters. That's what I'm so looking forward to, getting around the state I love so much, getting into communities, understanding their challenges and the opportunity.
Some will say that you're a long shot. What do you make of your odds at this point?
Well, you know, I am very qualified for this job. I'm the only one that has both legislative experience, 6 years in the legislature, combined with executive experience. I manage the second largest agency in state government. I have a workforce of 1,300 employees. I balance a budget, a $600 million budget. I work with Congress on federal funding. I've testified in Congress. You know, I've worked on a national task force for President Obama. I think I have experience that the others may not have the same, and I think my experience really fits well with the governor's office. And I have the passion and the skills to run a winning campaign.
How much fundraising do you face as you start this campaign, particularly since you have to fundraise initially for a primary?
Well, right now, as I said, I'm finishing my job as secretary, and I'll begin looking carefully at the fundraising challenge as I start the campaign after tomorrow.
And when you take a look at the fact that you're starting the campaign, you tweeted and used social media to announce that you were going to be running for governor. Are you going to have a more formal announcement?
Oh, yes. I'm really just resigning at this time, and I am stating my intention to run. My campaign begins on Saturday. And it really is just beginning. And we will have a formal launch in early October.
Have you taken a look at what issues you're planning to run on at this point?
At this point, as I said, I'm really finishing my job as secretary. Tomorrow I will be packing up, completing my service with the state, and then I will begin to pull together a team and a robust campaign.